Some places are special, and some plants seem to recognise those special places, choosing only to live in exceptional circumstances. Autumn Lady's Tresses orchid is one such special species. One of the places where these exquisite little orchids grow is near the stony shores of Loch Allen. Below the gentle incline of hedge-bound, flower-filled fields lies a swathe of stoniness, a pause between field and shore. This liminal ground is the sweet spot for Lady's Tresses orchids, where dry shingle is barely shrouded with soil. Along this scenic sweep, these particular little orchids emerge each August and September, the very last orchids of the year. The delicate whorls of their flower spikes hold the tiny white flowers aloft as though admiring the view. Each flower is stacked sequentially ascending up the spiral as though each flower is poised to take in a different aspect of the landscape. All around them, yellow flowers of bird's foot trefoil are still offering up sweet nectar for butterflies and bees. The summer isn't over yet. Another place I've seen these autumn Lady's Tresses orchids grow is by the shores of Loch Bunny in County Clare, where solid grey limestone pavement asserts itself against the exuberance of flower-filled grikes, all tilting towards the turquoise waters of this little limestone lake. The Burren is a landscape that suits these Lady's Tresses orchids well. For this particular plant has an aversion to too much soil, preferring shingle, sand or rock. Standing always proudly at the edge without a trace of acknowledged vulnerability. And because of its dislike for nitrogen and phosphorus, this special spiralling herb is now becoming even rarer than it was before. Classified as near threatened across Ireland, these special orchids are worthy of our attention. At first, the flower spikes are hard to see, no more than a hand or two in height. But when the eye tunes in, the detail is unforgettable. The leafless stem twists and twirls like a braid of plaited hair that lends these orchids their name, Lady's Tresses Orchids. The scientific name is also true to form, Spiranthes spirales. Spira being the Greek word for a coil, anthos for a flower. Spiranthes spiralis aptly describes each spiralling coil of flowers, form following a predetermined order, double helix DNA manifesting the mathematics as a spiralling tower of flowers. Each August and September, the flowering begins. First, the lower flowers on the spiral open up, inviting bees and butterflies to sup their nectar and in return to cargo a little parcel of pollen away. Rather than spiral upward, the bees carry on to the next flower, ensuring the pollen is brought to a different individual of the species. This seems to be the purpose behind the design, each flower opening up sequentially. Once successfully pollinated, the bee having served its purpose, these Lady's Tresses orchids develop a tiny fruit, each containing hundreds of dust-like seeds, light enough to be carried away on an autumn breeze. But the luck of landing in a suitable spot is only the beginning. If this tiny seed lands well and finds the shelter it needs to germinate, it must then make friends with a fitting fungal suitor. A bond between the tiny seed and a filament of fungi will spark the next phase of life. The correct terminology for this match is a symbiotic association with a specific mycorrhizal fungi. After at least 11 years of underground association and enduring friendship, a rosette of little leaves appears. 11 years of symbiotic association to make a few little leaves. And for those that get this far, it takes another 2 years before enough energy is amassed to produce a spiralling flower spike. And this is when these orchids garner momentum. After flowering, energy is stored away in a root tuber, a boost for the following year's flowering. Once established, each coiling orchid lives for a decade or more, Some even survive into their 40s and 50s. It's hardly any wonder that autumn ladies' tresses orchids are such a marvel to behold. Each graceful twirling flower stem has overcome some serious odds to exist, spiraling and cosmic, a testament to the alchemy of life.